Danny, you obviously can't talk about injuries to your fellow players, but how much more potential upheaval at the quarterback position can you guys take and succeed at the level you have?
No idea what you're talking about, but, you know, everybody's got a job to do. That's all I can say.
And there are reports that that Jacoby has a thumb injury. As I say, I wouldn't ask you to comment on it, but you say you don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, you guys have done, people are amazed at how well you guys have done with different quarterbacks. I mean, how much can you take?
I guess we're just focused on the next week. Injuries are part of the game, whatever they are. It's a rough game, so.
But you guys go through so many bumps in the road, Danny. What is it about, in particular, with this group that nothing seems to faze you guys?
There's adversity everywhere you look, whether it's within a game, a week, or a season, or whatever it is. You know, there's bumps in the road, regardless of, you know, whether it's injuries or, you know, missing guys or whatever it is. It's just, you got to deal with it. You got to play with the guys that are ready to play, and it's the name of the game.
But what's the key to turning those into wins? You know, the bumps in the roads and the adversities. Other teams go through them, like you said, but you guys turn them into victories.
Just preparing as well as we can all week, focusing on our job individually and as a unit, offensively and as a team. So it's no different than week to week. Just got to continue to prepare.
But you guys are different, as you said here. I don't know if the coaches, the quality, the character of players who are brought in. What would you put it to?
I think we got, I mean, it's a combination of both. Coaches have been here for a long time. They've instilled a tradition here, and we have a lot of good football players on this team. So, you know, what makes us good is our will to come to work every day and prepare our butts off and try to be the best that we can, you know, regardless of what the job is. So,
Danny, as a receiver, which is harder for you, to get used to a new quarterback, sort of setting the tone and getting everybody ready in the huddle, or is it the way they deliver the football to you? Because obviously they're very different kind of throwers.
It's a spiral and it's a football flying through the air, so you just got to catch it, whoever's throwing it, that's pretty much it. You know, as far as who's throwing it, you know, the coaches coach the same thing to all the players, so, you know, just try to grasp as much as you can, whether you're new, whether you're old, and play the best you can. That's all it is.
Danny, the way special teams performed last night, how does that affect your job and what you have to do?
We love the way, you know, turnovers on special teams are huge. Time of possession was huge. Getting a turnover on a kicking team and possessing the ball for that long, running the clock, scoring points, that's going to win games, and there's no question about that.
Is quarterback-receiver chemistry kind of overrated?
No, I mean, the more you work with a guy, the more familiar with him, just like anything else. And, you know, but every play is different. Every route is different. Every situation is different. Every, you know, a lot of variables on every play, whether it's the route or who you're going against or the covers that they're playing. And you got to be on the same page with the whole program.
What's your thoughts on the way Jacoby performed, putting yourself in those shoes, maybe having just a few games under your belt in the NFL and what he was able to do?
You know, everybody was really happy for him, and it was a good team win. You know, the guys around him played well. Everybody kind of stepped their game up, and, you know, it's kind of a template of what we want to play like and on all three sides of the ball. So we're excited to get back to work this week and get another one going. So,
your thoughts on being 3-0, having a couple of days off here now to rest up mentally and physically?
Mentally, yeah, we take a day off and come back on Sunday, Monday, ready to go and get the week started for next week.
Is there an advantage when you go into a game knowing that your coaching staff has an advantage over the other coaching staff, and just the mental edge going into a game?
We have a lot of confidence in our coaches. Obviously, Belichick has been around here for a long time, and same with the crew here too. So we really enjoy playing for these guys, and they do a great job of getting the players in position to be successful, and it's on the players to do their job. So everybody feels really accountable, and that goes both ways, win or lose. So you know, I feel like we got a good group here.
What can a receiver do to make a new quarterback's life a little easier?
Get open, catch the ball, move the chains, all the above, play well, block. I mean, it's all relative. It all vibes off each other, and we say it every day. I'm sure you guys get sick of hearing it, but everybody has a job to do. That's the end of the story.
Does the team success take away from Tom Brady's accomplishments? You probably want to get into it, but people on the outside will you know, say, how much is Belichick, how much is Brady of this team's great success over the history? Will the success of it without him cause some people to...
Great coach, great football player. That's it.
How tired are you talking about the quarterback?
They throw me the ball, so I like talking about them. They're good players. It's a really hard position. It's a unique position in all sports. So, you know, there's like a coach player on the player coach, if you will, on the field. So, and the more experience you get, you know, the better you get at it too. So, I'm excited to see where our group of quarterbacks, what they do with their future. So.
And when you can talk about three and they're all successful, that certainly makes it a little easier to talk about them.
I mean, they work hard, and that's why, you know, they are who they are. So, all right, thanks, guys. Cool.